Hi, this is Al Ruskowski from Nebraska Family Alliance with the Capitol Buzz. A short update on what took place at the state capitol this week. Two very important pieces of legislation were discussed at the Capitol this week. One on the floor of the legislature had to do with a legislative Resolution 35, which would call forth a convention of the states. There hasn't been a successful convention of the states since 1787, but this is an attempt to call together the states of the United States to work on amendments to our United States Constitution. This LR 35 would call for a balanced budget and reining in the power of the federal government. There has been some great concern, however, because it's controlled by Congress. And what really will take place if a convention of states takes place? Stay tuned to find out how Nebraska will respond to this application. Also this week, I believe a very important bill was debated, introduced by Senator Ernie Chambers, Legislative Bill 1056. It's Senator Chambers' priority bill in regard to doctor-prescribed suicide. Here with me is Hallie Hamilton. Hallie, you actually testified at that hearing.
Yes, Al, this was a pretty controversial hearing. There were many supporters and opponents of this bill. And oftentimes at these types of hearings with a bill like this one, you hear a lot of stories, a lot of people's heartache. And what we want to make sure is very clear is that as a matter of principle, compassion should absolutely be the top priority when treating the terminally ill or those who are in pain. And every person deserves to be treated with compassion. And patients who are confronting terminal illnesses should receive all of the mental and physical treatment they need and want to improve and preserve their quality of life. Even if we agree on that with the opponents, it doesn't change the fact that under this bill, I want you to imagine that your mother had a terminal illness and had developed dementia after requesting a prescription for assisted suicide. Then her new friend gave her the deadly drug overdose without telling her what she was swallowing. That could happen in Oregon or Washington, where they have very similar pieces of legislation. And we see this as a dangerous bill where vulnerable people could easily be taken advantage of.
Well, we do have a great concern about this type of legislation, LB 1056, that is doctor prescribed suicide. If you'd like to learn more about what's happening at the state capitol, do contact us on our website, which is NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, or call us at 402-477-3191.